Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 22nd of February 2025. Today's topic is Achan's Atrocity. Our text today is taken from Joshua chapter 7 verses 16 through 26. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and brought Israel by their tribes. And the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah. And he took the family of the Zahites. And he brought the family of the Zahites man by man. And Zabdi was taken. Verse 18. And he brought his household man by man. And Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua, and said, Indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them. And, behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. Verse 22. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent. And, behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua, and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua, and all Israel with him, took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. Verse 26. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called, the Valley of Achor, unto this day. Our memory verse today is taken from Joshua chapter 7 verse 12. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Achan, an Israelite of the tribe of Judah, lived to his name, Troubler. The correlation between his name and his disgraceful action should be a lesson to all Christian parents in choosing names for their children. Ayoru Baradij asserts that names affect behavior. Hence King Solomon counsels that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. The text for today's devotion presents the trembling judgment of Achan by the God of Israel for stealing accursed things in Jericho. Israel had defeated the bigger and mightier city of Jericho only to be shamefully defeated by a smaller city of Ai. The discouraged Joshua was told by God the reason for their defeat. There was sin in their camp. Achan had stolen of the forbidden things. His sins included covetousness, lying, stealing, and disobedience, while his family covered his ignoble sins. He had opportunity to confess, but concealed his evil. His sins caused setback and loss of lives for Israel. Are you living in secret sin like Achan? Repent before it is too late. No sinner will go unpunished. Quote for the day. his sins caused setback. The challenge for today is, are you living in secret sin like Achan? Prayer. Heavenly Father, keep me from sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.